Delise is calling in from Hot Springs, Arkansas. What can we do for you today?
Hi, Tom and Leslie. I'm calling about, we just bought a large amount of presswood furniture, and I was reading about the off-gassing of formaldehyde from that, and I was wondering if you had any suggestions as to how we can minimize the health risk to us.
Well, generally, I think you want to vent it, right, Leslie?
Mm-hmm. And first of all, welcome from New Zealand. I don't know how long you've been in the States, but welcome aboard. With new furnishings, you're right. A lot of the finishes do have formaldehyde. It will off-gas, and it will off-gas for a bit of time. You're also going to find formaldehyde in new cushions for certain types of upholstered furnishings. You're also going to find it in carpeting. So you have to be really careful about when you bring this into your home. Generally, with a new piece of furniture, if you've got a garage or some area that, you know, is covered from the elements that can give it some time to circulate and off-gas, I would leave it there for a week. I would let it completely off-gas before bringing it into my home. Now, if I was putting in wall-to-wall carpeting, and we did this when I was pregnant with my son, we put it in the baby's room, and we spoke to the showroom that was installing the carpet for us, and I asked them specifically to, you know, unroll that piece of carpet that was going to be installed in my house in, you know, some sort of warehouse area for, you know, 3 days to a week, whatever they would accommodate, to allow it to off gas, you know, outside of our home. Because new carpets have that smell, and that's exactly what it is. Now, they could have been blowing smoke up my you-know-what, but they told me they did it, and, you know, I noticed that there was not an odor. So you really do have to be careful because it is in a lot of things.
Okay, well, that sounds great. We can do that.
Good luck with that project, Elise. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.